Blog Talk Radio.
Shake for a shake. I'm throwing these Emirates in the sky. Spinning this Arthur Lummer. Make them piece the M-O-N-E-Y. I love my beaches. South beaches. Surfboard and high tide. I can just roll up cause I'm swole up. So that birthday cake is the Cobra. Bugatti for real. I'm Cobra. The autobiography rover. Got the key to my city. It's over. No stops. Only in the color Cobra. I said rackets. Wretched. Hold up.
I said rackets. Wretched. Hold up.
I know you can't meditate. Yeah, my girl, you never seen it. My tents by limousines. My touch say it's the Midas. We the plus, your man, the minus. My team blowing on that slam. Make you cough, cough, that's bronchitis. Put your hands up. It's a stick up, no more makeup. Get that ass on the floor, ladies. Put your lipstick up. Double entendre, double entendre. Why you hating? I get money, then I double up tongue.
I know who you came here to see.
Chris Rossi, Dan Pelizzaro, you guys all out there?
We're here.
We are
awesome.
Here.
Awesome. Harrell's got a family deal tonight, so he may or may not join us. I'm not sure, but thank you guys for coming on. Big KPX special. We had race dates out there for what, a couple weeks now, right, guys?
Yeah, it's been out there since the Atwater race. We put the race dates out. And we're just waiting for all the tracks to get all the contracts signed, and we're ready here to release the dates.
I can't hear
got
us.
It, got it. So
you there, Roddy?
Yeah, I can hear.
Okay.
Harrell, you there? You want to say something?
Yeah,
right?
I'm here. What up?
Got
How
it.
You guys doing?
Good, man.
I'm
welcome to the show.
Hey, Dan. I'm remote. I'm reporting live today. I'm up in the chopper. I'm doing traffic report. It looks all free and clear so far. No real traffic, you know, down here or up here. So it looks all good for traffic. News today, it's going to be cold and windy. And that's about it. That's all I got for the news. How's everybody doing?
I think the KPX boys have some news to share with you, and I think Chris and Kenny have been working overtime in so many ways, and it's in the best interest of the racers. Very, very cool.
I like it. Is Kenny with us too?
I'm here, buddy. How you doing?
No way. This is a good day. It's a good day on the Hump Day Show here. We got Kenny Manchester. Oh, my God.
Hey, what about me, Harrell?
Oh, you're always here, though. I love you, buddy. I mean, no love. But, I love you, too. Love him, but...
I think we got that chopper noise in the bracket on happening a little bit. Maybe they can turn off the blades on that thing for a while.
They did. They put it on silent.
Yeah. Perfect.
Is that better?
Yeah.
All right. But cool, man. I know that you guys are announcing some dates. Did you guys already do that, or am I in time? Or
no, we haven't done anything yet. So we're here to announce where we're going. We've already announced the dates where we are going. We're just putting the tracks to the dates.
Nice. I know everyone's been pretty anxious, you know, trying to figure it out. You guys had a killer little interview on the e-carding thing. That was sick.
Oh, that was fun.
Chris Rossi did a great job over there.
Right, man. That was good stuff. Our producer is talking about I hope they're not listening, but we might be firing our radio station. Hope you're not listening out there.
I'm glad I know Rossi, man. He's a star now. He did awesome. He did 45 minutes of good stuff on e-carding news. Awesome. Good job.
You get a job with you, huh? You get him on the board over there. You guys can go occupy something.
I don't know.
Rob Howe.
We're gonna have some more
Rob
interviews.
Rob Howe's a great guy.
We're gonna have some interviews.
So, what was that?
I said we might need some further interviews before we offer a job. But yeah, I mean, he was.
I'm trying to get you
good.
A job, Rob. Hey,
no.
Yeah, that was cool. That station over there is really good too. It sounds good. Everything's good. The only thing that we're looking for. Is to call in. You can't call in. We're trying to find that number so we can have our own number to call in, you know. We really like that.
That's cool.
Right.
All right. Well, let's get the drum rolls going here. The release
date. All right. Fecko's
a waste,
our
my
drum
friend.
Roller. You got the drum roll, Fecko?
All I've got is applause, so I'll hit the applause when we're done.
Okay. All right.
Okay, here we go. We'll right, let Kenny
go,
release
we
where we're going.
Oh boy, putting the pressure on me.
Exactly.
All right. I didn't hear the applause or the drum roll, but is everybody ready?
Let's go, buddy. 2018 right. KPX. Here we come.
I can have my daughter come in here and do the Star Wars, you know, music
yeah.
if you want.
All right. I don't
She's
have no control. Nothing, man. The producer is fully in charge today. I'm roaming in the helicopter doing traffic tonight.
I'm sorry.
All right. Well, let's do this then. So,
all right.
Everybody's seen the race dates. We were working with a lot of the tracks to get some stuff finalized with them, make sure everything was good to go for the 2018 season. And we got a good batch of tracks that, you know, are doing a good job and willing to work hard with us to grow the sport and do a lot of cool things in 2018. So, first race we got is March 17th and 18th. Of course, you know, for the most part, we're racing on Sundays. We're always racing on Sundays, but, you know, we're in talks with maybe doing a night race one this year. We just haven't finalized that yet, so... We'll let you guys know more about that later on. But race one, March 17th and 18th, that will be in Redding, California, at Shasta
Redding.
Park Club.
Hey, and the Redding. Shasta Park Club guys are excited about that. That's wonderful.
Nice. I'll give it up. There it is.
There it is. So, as we all know, we ran the Super Regional there last year, and that facility is beautiful. Their whole team up there works real hard to make everything, you know, just perfect. I mean, just perfect on race day. So I think a lot of people are going to be excited to get back up there and get on that track. And we'll all keep our fingers crossed there won't be any rain.
Sunshine ordered, guys. Sunshine ordered. And that is the game plan. It will look green, lush, and inviting. And Rumor has it that some of our biggest sponsors in the nation have already chimed in saying they want to make this the equivalent of NASCAR's first Super Bowl of the racing season that starts out in at Daytona. We want to do the same thing as a welcome to the new year. So we got some sponsors that have already chimed in saying they want to make that extra special. I think it's a great way to lead in.
Nice.
Yeah, that's,
you guys already make
it, that's
special.
A good deal. Yeah, that's a good deal, right? I mean, first of all, the Reading date's awesome, first race of the year, because it draws the folks from the Northwest down. Clearly,
exactly.
That's what happened last year, which was really cool. And it's just a great venue. Good job.
Last year, it didn't even rain. It sprinkled a little bit on the seniors for a second, and that was it, right? On race day, it was decent.
Yeah, race day was good. Race day was good. My trailer leaked a little bit. I woke up with wet feet, but, I mean, you know, what are you doing?
Maybe that wasn't your trailer leaking. You sure you didn't drink too much?
I hear that chopper firing up again. There's a little background noise.
I was a little worried about those Canadian boys coming down and putting a whooping on us, so I might have peed a little bit.
I'll be there. You're all right, Kenny. I'll be there for you. I got you, brah.
All right, so race two is April 28th and 29th, and this track did such a good job this year, we figured we need to go back there. They have a small club, but they have a huge heart, so we're going to go back to Atwater for race two.
Atwater, nice.
And give
nice.
Them a go at it again.
We've got that Talladega High Bank turn that generates, if you hit it just right, you can pick up some speed. That's a great facility and a thrill for people to race on. I think space-wise, we'll work on that to see if we can do a little better job of probably getting everybody in there. And I think that's part of the mix as well, isn't it, guys, to see if we can maybe do some things from a parking standpoint?
So parking, I thought, went pretty well. We pretty much had everybody inside the gates, and everybody had to be inside the gates. So I thought the parking went pretty well. We still had some empty spots. So, Wade and his team, Ron Perry, you know, they did an awesome job getting that facility ready for the KPX, and they put their blood, sweat, and tears in that place, for the KPX and for the racers, and they did a great job. For 2017, so we're pretty excited to go back
track.
There in 2018.
That was a fun track. I really enjoyed it there. I learned it pretty quick, and man, I've never used such a small gear. You know, it's like weird. You know, when you get out of the, start coming onto the track, and you're going brah. You got to get out and give your, you know, like a skateboard a couple times, give it a couple kicks, and then you can get going.
But you didn't do bad on the dirt, Harrell. You didn't do bad on the dirt at all. You did
on
all right.
The dirt.
Yeah,
I didn't do good.
We
weren't racing
the
oval. We weren't racing the oval. I thought that was part of the track. That was a fun track. That really was. I really enjoyed that one.
It was a blast.
First time I've ever really seen the draft working. You know what I mean? I mean, it was, and I felt the draft working. You know, when you lost connection in that group of three, if you got off the draft just a little bit, they would just pull you. But if you're in it, you were good to go. It was trippy. It was cool.
All right, we ready for race three?
Race number three coming up.
Race number three, June 16th and 17th. This is a facility where we had our biggest race this year, and by all means, I think they can handle even more, and you know, we can do a lot to promote it and make it even better than last year. We will be going back to Prairie City, race number three.
Nice. Prairie City, my new home track.
There you go.
Yeah, Darcy, Keys, and, you know, Bill put on a great event. I mean, I think it was their second race they've ever put on at the track was the KPX. And, you know, we did run some club races there on top of the KPX, but these races are all standalone, so it should run a little bit smoother, get out of there maybe a little earlier, but great facility, great people, and happy to still have them part of the KPX family. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Nice. Yeah, I know that I talked to Darcy, you know, a bunch, and they really want to go above and beyond and make it even a better, more smoother time this year than it was last year. You know, they're going to get some more help in there with the parking and all that, and they want it to even run even better this year. So they're doing a lot for that thing to get it going. They're really excited.
That's a great point that Harrell brought up and Chris just talked about briefly, the newness for some tracks hosting a bigger race than they're used to. I think people understand there's going to be growing pains. There's going to be a learning curve, and that's always going to be a little bit tough. It's exciting to see these people that want to step up and host a bigger race, and it's sometimes they're over their head because that's not the case, but they are taking on a bigger challenge than they're used to. So for all of us, it's a learning curve, and I know that the racers understand that to a degree. We all want perfection when we show up, and I think we're going to be a lot closer to that this for 2018. But everybody just when you're with that kind of volume, everybody just has to practice to be good neighbors, and it just makes the day a little bit smoother for everybody. So I guess we'll find a way to deal with that on race day. But it's a great facility, and everybody working together to kind of work the bugs out is always cool as well.
Right.
No, but I had a blast there. It was a fun race, man. It was they put on a great events. I'll have to hats off to them. Hats off to the Keys for that.
Absolutely.
Cool. Kudos. All right. I'm excited for that one. I'll show
all
you guys
right.
How to go.
Race number 4, July 21st and 22nd in beautiful, cool Marina.
Oh, sick. Down there. All right. That's I hope it's warmer. When's that one? It'll be warmer, huh? We went there last
in
time.
In July.
But July, we're good, hopefully. It could still be cold.
No, July will be like a
family vacation.
All right. It's cool there. It's different. I didn't get to drive there. We just went down and we're helping out with some folks. But it was sure cool to be down there. I've seen the track.
It's
going to
be a
good
blast.
One.
You know, I mean, it's a great track. It's a well-run track. You know, a lot of runoff at that track. If you want to come run the track before the KPX goes, you know, it is there. The Sid White is February, third weekend in February, I believe it is. It's President's Weekend, and
it's
a great time to come out and learn the track. You know, you got 4 hours, you know, to run a kart out there. And they do a great job with their club races. Their racers do support our series a lot. So it's time to go and, you know, we're going to two new tracks this year, and it's awesome to be able to go to these two new tracks that we haven't been to before. So we're just kind of spreading the love, you know, throughout NorCal to the other tracks.
Right. And I'm sure that all the, you know, where you guys are having the races, there's going to be a race a week, the weekend before or 2 weekends before, they're probably going to have a club race so you can go and practice too. You know, go to one of their club races, get some time in, you know, and the Sid White and whatnot. But so there'll be ample, you know, good opportunities to go there and try to learn that track a little. Not everybody go. You don't have to go. I'm not saying that, especially all you masters. You just kind of rest at home or something. And you guys don't need to practice, most of you guys. Especially you, Ross.
No.
Don't practice.
Well, the great thing, Harrell, for you and I is there is no dirt along that track. So we'll be able to keep it on the asphalt the whole time.
It might be the first time in the whole race.
No lawn mowing.
Yeah.
We'll find
some.
Grass
to mow.
We'll find some.
I know we will.
But we're going to the Sid White, I believe, right? We going to the Sid White,
yeah.
Petco?
Maybe.
We already put your name down.
I already got my team. I'm good to go.
I was kind of hoping. I don't know if there's a junior. I don't. Is there junior classes at the Sid White? Can my son race or no? I guess not.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, junior two. Yeah, they run a junior two and a senior class in world foremost.
Okay, so he's racing. He needs to put his team together.
10-4.
The only variable with that, guys, is because you're going to have three different classes on the track, sometimes what they will do is run a gold slide, which is the fastest of all the slides other than the black for the Junior 2 class. So you don't have everybody running the same times and fighting over the same property.
Yeah, that makes good sense. So here's what I'm thinking for a Masters team is we get four 12-year-olds on a team, and that's 48, and that'll be the Masters team, and then we'll drink beer in the pit and watch them go around. That's kind of what I'm thinking.
You know, I don't drink beer. I don't even drink beer, but that sounds like a good idea. I might have to start drinking beer again if I do that one.
Get you in the duels, buddy. Yeah. It'll be fun.
Hey,
you guys are cracking me up.
That's a great venue. The Monterey Bay Carters put on such a great show with the Sid White and a bunch of serious racers over there and good racers as well. So we like to support that. And the bigger picture, Sid White, is kind of the grandfather, the godfather of four-cycle karting. The rules that we follow in the IKF book are there largely because of Sid White's effort. Sid White was somebody, there's five generations of blocks that came out of Briggs between 2001 to 2017. And all five of those improvements, those different generations of blocks, were the work of Sid White and a small group of people with David Klaus to make that special and to make it better. So Monterey Bay, we love that group. It's a great facility, and there's so many people that are passionate about racing. I'm excited to go there.
Me too.
It's going to be great. Can't wait.
Dan, are you going to go race the Sid White?
Hey, let me tell you, the shoulder's back to feeling good again. We are putting together a team that's won more than one time there at the Sid White Memorial. Had a ringer call me up about 3 months ago and say, we want to get back involved with this one and we want to go kick butt. So, yes, I will be involved. I don't know if I'm driving for this one.
I said, are you racing? Not if you're going to be involved.
I will be racing in 2018. Yes, I will. My shoulders.
Off the record here, Dan might run a KPX race off the record. So we're going to try to see what we can do with this.
You just never know. You just never know. Off the record. Thanks, Chris, for the clarity on that.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to start a legend class.
Ooh,
no.
You're killing me, man. You're killing me.
Man.
That's tough. That's just not right,
bad.
Chris.
That's bad.
I know. All right, what's the next
one?
All right,
are we ready for number five?
Drum roll.
All right, race number five is August 18th and 19th, and we're going to make it a show in Reno, Nevada.
Reno.
Yeah.
Hey.
Everyone loves Reno.
Oh.
Right?
That's a good track to put on a good show, and I think drivers love that track, too.
Oh, it's a blast to drive. You know,
yeah.
I mean,
parents, just don't point anybody by.
Everyone comes up. You know,
yeah.
You get grandparents and uncles and aunts and cousins. They all want to go to Reno, right, hit the casinos and stuff, and then they come out and watch racing. It's always a good turnout. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's everyone's excuse to go to Reno and gamble, huh? There's all the family comes in. All the wives are coming to that one. They all come.
That's it. Hey, Chris, maybe, and Kenny, maybe you guys can clarify why there's less races this year than what, I'm sorry, for 18 than we had for 17.
I can kind of clarify that. You know, six races was a lot of races for me to drive. So I had plenty of DNFs, so maybe five will be less DNFs. No, the clubs have kind of asked us to some of the clubs have said, hey, can you guys drop your races down to five to help support the clubs a little bit more? So we dropped it down a race, down to five races. So
the drivers can go out there and support their home clubs or maybe do a little bit more traveling around to go to other races where maybe where the KPX is going a couple races before to do a little bit more testing. So hopefully we could put some more money back into the clubs, you know, to show them a little love is what we're trying to do for 2018.
That's wonderful because, you know, for all of us, we got to coexist out there. We got to coexist. Everybody's got to get along. And I don't think that the schedule that Chris and Kenny put together is a slight to any of the tracks. I think that all of the tracks in the region now get a chance. And if somebody doesn't have a race this year, it's because they opted out of it. Am I right on that, Kenny?
You are right. Everybody had a fair opportunity to get into the pool for the race. To be straightforward with everybody, we based it off of what the racers wanted. These tracks were up there. The tracks that didn't want it made it really easy on us because we wanted five races. And we got five tracks that we're chomping at the bit to get it done. So these are the five tracks that really wanted to work with us to move forward, and that's what we're doing. So, yeah, I mean, the other guys
opted
out.
Are
they tracks
that the racers picked on the poll? Is that how you guys did, or did you just – I mean, how did you guys decide in the end? Is this – you let the racers decide where they were going, or
– Yeah, we were looking at what the racers wanted first off. And then second off, it was whoever really wanted a race. I mean, you know, the guys that were chomping at the bit were more likely to get a race than the guys that weren't. But like I said, the other tracks made it real simple because they either opted out, you know, or they didn't. So these are the five tracks that didn't opt out, and the other one did. But, you know, there's no hard feelings. You know, who knows, one of these other tracks might get a date next year and they might want something or they're going a different direction or whatnot. You know, I know there's three tracks in my region that are going to have a solid, you know, five race program for each club, and then they're doing a little gold rush thing where they, you know, are going to have their members travel around. That's, you know, by all means, that's awesome, you know, and I'm sure they'll have a great year.
On that same vein, guys, it's important to spread some of the races around as well, because you got people coming from different areas. We are thrilled about Reading has yet to host one. We've got a group of about 10 or 12 racers that follow the KPX series, and that's excited. They're exciting. They're excited to have one at the home track. It's important to spread that around so everybody feels that they're a part of it, again, to help out the different tracks. And to take it kind of a step further, I think the plan for 2018 is to work beginning tomorrow, I think, for lack of a better comment. We're going to start putting together test and tunes that we want to do, track days, have some sponsors come in and do some things where we can have a little barbecue. Let's go back to having fun again. Or keep that same theme going, where we have these testing tools. Show up, folks. We'll come practice. Let's have fun at a track. We want to do all we can, so the tracks that we're aligning with for this season can maximize the opportunity of the association, because they're signing up now. Now the onus is on us to make sure that we do all possible to support them in every way that we can, and that's. That's a tough
Dan makes a good point because, you know, there's tracks like Reading and Marina that hadn't had an opportunity yet to really, you know, host and show what's special about their facilities. So having them two on board this year is not only fair, but, it's a great opportunity to show the racers that haven't got up to either one of those tracks that there's other facilities out there that, you know, are hosting club races too, where people can go travel and race all over the state. So,
what about a regional race? You guys were talking about having something at the end, not a regional race, super region or
super
something
regional.
Like kind of like what you did last year.
Yeah, we had that. So,
we got you know, we're got you know, in good faith from Dan to for KPX to go ahead and take this thing on full fledged and work with the track in the region to really grow this, and we want to do some special stuff and get racers from out of state and you know, maybe make it a north versus south thing and meet in the middle. You know, the 206 package is really growing down south, and what better place than Fresno to have that race? So September 8th and 9th, we are going to have a super regional in Fresno.
That's going to be a separate kind of race, right? I mean, it's not going to be part of the regular schedule of KPX, right?
Correct. It's a non-points race. It's a super regional race, kind of like what Dan did up in Reading this year earlier this year. So we're going to do the same thing down in Fresno. Ron's going to help promote it and try to get some of those SoCal guys to come up and try to compete against us fast NorCal guys. See what we can do.
Gotcha. All right. That's cool.
That's
still a go.
That's a go for sure. And we're going to see if we can find a way to create some incentives through our sponsors for super for instance for the top five finishers at the regional, we'll call the KPX is really a regional race, and there's another one up in the Northwest. What we'd like to do is maybe it's the top five, maybe it's the top 10 that might have their entry fees paid for them at the Super Regional based on their points on how they finish to go run the Super Regional. So based on their finish in the KPX, that will earn them opportunity at the Super Regional. We're not going to make it only the top five that can run the Super Regional, but it's going to be a whole bunch of fun, guys, and we're going to create some incentives along the way to make it, again, just Chris and Kenny, we love the theme and the sound of what we'd like to call KPX a reality, the best value in racing, and we want to carry that theme through 2018. So anybody that attends gets a huge bang for their buck that might carry over to the Super Regional.
That's awesome. You know, I think that's the best thing about the KPX is it is reasonable. You know what I mean? It's not out of control for, you know, money-wise, and I think that's why, you know, you guys get a good following too. It's very reasonable, you know. It really is. I love it. Are you guys sticking with the same tires? Same tires?
Yeah, we'll be running same tires, the Evenco tires. We have another year with the Evenco, and so pretty much all the tracks in NorCal will be on Evenco tires, and so will the KPX. Yes.
Okay. Cool.
And Harrell, along that same line, it's a contract year for that tire, and but we are going to be looking at the end of the year. We have to look everywhere, and there's an interesting opportunity for Northern California regional racers, or we'll call it Central California to Northern California. There's going to be a big race up in Medford, Oregon, over Memorial Day weekend, and we're going to see if we can maybe go to their tire sponsor and work some kind of deal where we can help as many racers that want to attend up in Medford to go run. And I know Chris and I were talking about that. I'm guessing Chris and Kenny were as well. But it's a Region 6 race that has the similar classes that we'll be running in KPX. And we've been working with that group up there. And that's with Ray. And we've already talked about getting those guys on the show and spending some time better outlining it. So we'll make that part of a plan for 2018 as well.
Cool. I think we were planning on going up there. I was talking to FETCO and Baker, and I think we're going to try to get up there. I know FETCO, I think, for sure is going, and I'm going to try to go up there. I think that'd be awesome.
We got about 17 from Reading that will be making that trip.
17?
The ITF races are fabulous. It's different format. It's an awesome format. You get 2 days of racing, right? It's a kind of a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then that Monday most people have off. So you get a ton of racing in at an IKF Region 6 Gold Cup event. It's awesome.
And what they do is the tires, if you're going to run new tires, you can run them on Saturday, but you have to run the same set Sunday. You can't go back-to-back rubber. and throw new shoes at it. So they're trying to make it affordable as well through the process.
Oh,
yeah,
gotcha,
really
gotcha.
Good.
Yeah, you
cool
use tires to put a new set on the race day? I mean, can you like, or do you have to? I mean, if you're practicing on Friday and you race on Saturday, you can put on new tires for Saturday. You just have to keep those tires on.
Yeah, I think they'll be marking those tires that you race with on Saturday. You'll have to use the same set on Sunday.
Gotcha.
Yep. That's exactly what we did this summer. You can practice on anything on Friday. Saturday morning before the first practice session, you get your tires marked, and off you go. That's what you get for the weekend.
Well, that's not a bad deal because I know that Brian Baker, he didn't change his tires all season long.
We call him Mr. 8 Dots.
Yeah,
he was Mr. 8 Dots.
Yeah, he's lazy. He just didn't want to do it.
It's just sheer laziness is what you're saying.
just slothfulness. Just sheer laziness, exactly.
Should we call him Mr. Sloth Baker?
I'm
going to call him. Well said.
I think
right?
he's thrifty,
I mean, you got to give the guy credit.
I think he's thrifty,
yeah.
though.
Yeah, I think he just turned 50 the other day.
Yeah, he turned 50? 46 or 50,
well,
I don't remember.
Yeah. He's bringing last year's set to the Sid White, he said. He's going to run the Sid White with his last year's set, too, just to finish him off.
No, he's not. He's going to be on our team. He's going to be on our team. He's not going to race those again.
Hey, Harrell, kind of a big picture thing. I know Kenny's been working on it. Chris and Kenny have really done a bang-up job. They've been trying to work some of the when you grow something, managing growth, I've been saying for years, is the biggest challenge with any business. And it's no different in racing. From the moment the racer gets to the track, to the rearview mirror, or I should say the taillights going away in the distance, KPX's effort to make somebody's experience as good as it can be needs some refinement. And I think one of the things that the boys recognized and they've reacted to, and maybe Kenny can speak to it a little bit, is trying to set up a registration process so it's not waiting in line, so you can take care of both practice as well as race day registration in advance. Kenny, am I understating that or overstating it?
No, you're nailing the head there. So what we got a lot of requests from racers to put a online registration process in place. And we want to make, just like anything else, we want to make that special. Maybe work with some sponsors or do something where, you know, we can get people dedicated to these races well in advance. So, you know, we got a good idea of what's going on, who's coming, what we can expect, you know, and I think it'll take out a lot of variables for registration that could cause havoc in the pits during race day or whatnot. You know, it's for the racers, but it's also for us. So we don't have headaches on race day, which is going to cause headaches for the racers or delaying them home and all that stuff. But, you know, there's going to be a lot of planning going into it, but you know, we're going to get it right, and we're going to have it so you can register for practice, racing, you can get your transponder on there. We're going to try to make it as user friendly as possible, and I think it'll benefit everybody in the end.
Nice. That's always nice. You know what, the pre-registration thing is so nice when, you know, you're all taken care of before you even get there, and you just got to go and grab your stuff. I mean, it really makes it nice not having to wait in line or, you know, it makes the whole process easier. That's awesome.
Hey, Kenny,
Rossi,
you were talking about classes on e-karting news. You guys got any info on classes? You want to talk about that a little bit tonight, too? Just sounds like we're adding a class.
Yeah, we can release that, too. And we can talk about that. Okay. So, you know, we're going to keep the kid karts. So that was a pretty good class last year. You can definitely see the growth that they went through from the first race to the last race. It was cool seeing those little kids out there running around on the track. And then Junior 1 is going to stay the same. We're also going to offer rookie,
the rookie class, the novice class. You don't necessarily have to be new to run in that like B group class, but we're going to offer the A and B. And I think the weight will still stay the same. I think it's 245. And then we're also going to run what's that?
I said, that's right.
And then we're
going to
run.
That's right.
I'm sorry. I think that's, isn't
go
that
ahead.
The junior one weight there, Kenny, 245?
Yeah.
Yep. That's
yeah.
Right.
So 245, and then we're going to keep the junior twos together. I think they're at, 310, I think?
Yeah.
310, so that's going to stay the same. But we're going to make a change with the seniors. We're going to drop it 10 pounds down to from 370 down to 360. And so some of those kids can take some of the weight off their carts, and then we're also going to add in a heavy class, and we're going to run that at 390. So we're pretty excited
be
about
senior?
Adding that second. That well,
seniors are
going to
be master weight.
No. So we have the senior class at 360, okay, and then we have
right.
a heavy class. So you could be a senior and still run the heavy class if you want, or you can be a master
okay.
and still run that heavy class. So that's going to be 390.
So what this all stemmed from is, we had some masters requesting to up the age for the masters. So we're upping the age to 40 years old or older, and that weight's staying the same. So we figured there might be a couple stragglers that are pushing the age of 40 and they're not there yet, and we can get them into a heavy class. And there's some seniors that I know approached me and they said they wanted a more, a more leisure class or something, to go into and kind of bring the fun back into it. You know, it's getting pretty competitive in senior, and I'm not saying that's not going to happen in heavy, but we had capped our growth in our senior class. I mean, we were averaging 30 carts. We had 35 at one time on the track this year. And we all got together and discussed it, is how are we going to be able to grow, with our growth and getting rid of the World Formula class, because that thing hasn't grown at all. I mean, it's sad to see it go, but it had to go so we can keep growing this 206 program, and creating a heavy class does that for us. So, we'll have a strong senior class, and I think the next thing that'll be up and coming is this heavy class. It gives people like, Taylor Young and Jeff Shaw and, all these guys that are a little heavier, a place to go race hard. And if, if they want to hit the treadmill, stay in the senior class too, they could do that too, man. So they could race two classes on a weekend if they want to, if they really wanted to.
So. Yeah, that's sick. Are the master's weight's going to be 90 also? 390?
Yeah, 390.
Still 390.
That's not changing? Okay. We should up that maybe like 5 pounds would be nice for me. If we could be 395, I'd be...
The treadmill, buddy.
Treadmill, buddy. They make this treadmill
full
of air in the head.
I'm thinking he's going to be jogging to work, Harrell. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Oh, jogging. Dude, I can't even walk, bro. I can't walk. Right now I'm trying to get something to eat, and I'm like hobbling. I can't even walk.
I'm
not sure
how
I'm going to
jog. I'm putting on the baby weight right now, so...
Oh,
Harrell eats fast food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Harrell needs to start cooking from home. Yeah.
Panda Express is not fast food.
Right.
Fast food isn't even fast food anymore. It costs as much as a sit-down lunch. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Probably more.
Yeah.
It probably costs more to go
so
eat
Manchester,
out and get fast food.
Manchester, are you carrying some sympathy weight around? Some wife sympathy rate? Is that what's happening there?
I mean, I don't like to call it that because it hurts my feelings, but basically, I tried breastfeeding because I thought it was going to take some of the weight away, but that didn't work. So I don't know what to do at this point.
Yeah, I get you. I get you, brother.
Treadmill.
Hey, I do want to give a quick little thing about our banquet real quick while we got everybody tuned in. January 13th is our banquet. Adult tickets are $33. Kids tickets are $18. We have raffle tickets for sale. You can go to kpxregistration.com to register. I think I'm going to close the registration on there. I'll let something out, but I'm going to close it a couple days before. So we don't have any last minute stuff. People will still be able to pay at the door and all that good stuff. But, you know, if you haven't got your tickets yet, it would help us out a lot if you go ahead and get those tickets. And that way we can get all the plans done, and it would really help us on game day.
How do you get the tickets, Kenny? Tell us how you get the tickets. Where do people go?
KPXregistration.com is the site you can go to, and you can go ahead and pay with card or whatever on there. And we don't take checks or money orders, but we do take, you know, the good old plastic card that's in your wallet.
How old's the kid?
Which one?
For the lower ring, how much is what are the kids
cost? I think it's I'd have to look right now, but I think it's 4 to 10.
Yeah, I think it's
like
4
that,
to 10.
Three to ten. The younger, the little babies and stuff, they're all free. So, you know, you want to, you know,
you got two
put some
of
french
them,
fries in them.
They go free.
I mean, good luck. Yeah, but I think the adults is 11 and over, and that's going to be a buffet style. I think we're having, like, tri-tip and chicken and something similar to last year, but we'll make sure there's plenty of bread this year.
Yeah, we were a little low on bread last year, huh? I remember.
Yeah, I remember too.
but
where's
Harrell,
it
going to
be? Is that the same
carbs.
Place?
Hey, Harrell, you're cutting out carbs for 2018, so it's all good.
No bread?
And it's we're not doing it at the place we did it last year. We're doing it. It's in the same city. It's in Fairfield. Got a different golf course. It overlooks the golf course. All that information's on the registration site. It's a really nice place. I don't think anybody's going to be disappointed. We're going to have a bar there inside the room. People could buy drinks, or if they want to throw back a beer or two, they could do that. But it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have lots of raffle prizes. I think we're going to have a slideshow going. We're going to, you know, I'll probably do some announcing up there. Going to give away some money. Going to do all kinds of stuff up there, and I'm excited. I always love our banquets. I mean, we've only done one. It's going to be our second one, and I'm excited about it. It takes a lot of blood, sweat, and tears over here to get it all done up, but I want
it to
be
have a good party.
Best thing around.
I know that. You had a good party last year. You guys did a good job last year, and I think
thanks, man.
You guys are going to throw a good party this year, man. I can't wait. It was fun. You guys got a lot of raffle prizes, huh?
Maybe we'll have to go Harrell Show Live.
Dude, we are down with Harrell Show Live. That's what we do now.
Yeah, we should do that at the banquet. That would be exciting.
All right. Becca,
I just got an update from Briggs today on a box coming this way. It said it, in raffle prizes only, it weighed 66 pounds. So I have no idea what's in it, but I think Briggs chimed in, Hilliard chimed in, Honda chimed in, RLV chimed in, a couple other groups have chimed in, so I think we're going to have a ton of raffle prizes.
Scribner chimed in.
Thank you very much. Rick Scribner and Scribner Plastics chimed in, absolutely. So, yeah, we got goodies coming, boys and girls.
Yeah, Fastech has, you know, has given us some stuff, too. So,
we got some TVs. We got all shirts. We got money. We got all kinds of stuff that's going to be going out. You will be. Well, you know, I'm gonna. Well, for you, a roll of pennies will do. So.
Hey, that's more than I won last year.
Oh, you won all kinds. How many times did you win $100 this year? I think it was like every time you were eligible.
I won $100, and then I won $100. And then I won $100, and I won some tires. That was all.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It was pretty good.
You need to rub that luck off on me.
I'm telling you, dude. It was the one time they called my name for tires, and while I was up there, they called my name for $100. That was awesome.
Wasn't that at Atwater? Atwater, right?
No, that was at Sonoma.
Sonoma, yeah, I remember that. That was
pretty funny. Yeah, it was. I thought you guys, the way I thought it worked, was you guys called the number, and that's what number you had to be. You know what I mean? So I think it was like 12 or And I'm not number 12. And all the kids are like, Harrell, that's you. I'm like, no, I'm not number 12. And they're all, no, number 12, where you finish? I'm like, oh, okay, that was me. It's a good thing the kids had my back because I wouldn't even have went up there. Man, they all knew what place I got. But that was good. It was awesome. That really was. That was cool. That's a big chunk out of your race weekend. You know, if you can win $100 in a set of tires. And you know what? I got to say this. That those tires I used in my last race of the season at Prairie City. And you know what I did? I won.
You sold them.
Oh, I used them, and I won. So I was pretty happy. Them tires were – they're mounted on the wall now. I took them off right after that, and I just put them as trophies.
It was a perfectly matched set for you, buddy.
It was, huh? I could go around the outside, that's for sure.
Hey, you guys.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm really excited.
Sounds like the series. You know, I mean, I know you guys did a survey, and I talked to some people who filled out the survey and stuff. Seems like what the series did this year is kind of, it's like a tune-up, you know? I mean, you just listen to all the racer surveys, listen to people talking. I mean, I know you guys keep an ear to the ground on Facebook and stuff, but, I mean, what it comes down to is, you know, the registration issues, you know, kind of like get that worked out so it goes smooth on race day. That's a big plus. Smooth out the day so we're running, you know, the KPX race and the KPX race only kind of thing and kind of get through the day good. I mean, that's a big major tune-up, right? And then adjusted the classes to the classes that are growing and popular. So that's a big tune-up. That's, to me, to my mind, that you guys are 3 for 3 on tuning up the series for 2018. That's awesome.
You know, Andrew,
yeah,
I mean, I'm happy that you touched on that. You know, this racer is made for racers by racers. And
racer
we didn't
made
have
for
the racers, we wouldn't have a series. And, you know, I think that's one thing that the racers really like about this series is they can voice their concerns or complaints about what's happening, and we do listen. And that's why we send out those, you know, the surveys a couple times a year so we can see how we're doing and grade ourselves and say, okay, we need to fix these things and move forward, because there's always room for improvement, always. We're not perfect. We never will be perfect, but we strive to be perfect out there. And I think that's huge. If the racers can have their voice, allow their voice to be heard, you're going to get more racers out there. And, you know, we went from one race director to assistant race director. We at Reno, I think we implemented the starting procedure to slow the carts down at the starts. And that, you know, did some really good, you know, we had good starts after that. So we're constantly trying to make the series a better series each race that we're out there.
Yeah, and we spend a lot of time on the phone, me, Dan, Chris, Taylor, and we, not just us, but, you know, we call the shops and we try to see what's going on with them. And we call racers call us, you know, and give us their opinions, good and bad, you know. I mean, you could ask anybody I talk to on the phone. I don't bullshit anybody. It's going to come, you know, straight as an arrow for me, and I'll tell you exactly what we're thinking or what's going on or why we're doing this or whatnot, you know, unless it was, you know, what tracks are we going to? Well, we couldn't tell you yet. But, yeah, we're always on that. It's a great thing, and I think that's what is molding this series into something bigger. I think we had 260 different racers this year, so hopefully we can shoot for over 300, and we got to put some stuff in place where we give people incentives to show up to more than one or two races. You know, we want them to show up to four, you know, and use their drop and keep a consistent amount of racers there. I think that's good, and keep growing the sport from the ground up, you know, bringing in new racers. I was telling Chris the other day, I was in Calistoga and I had my shirt on. I had three different people come up to me that heard about our series and they were talking about getting into karting. And, you know, they're like, yeah, I live up in, you know, Woodland or whatnot. Where should I go? Oh, Davis is right around the corner from you. Okay, well, I want to race KPX. Well, you should probably start at Davis, get yourself going, and then, yeah, by all means, come out and race with us. But three different people just from wearing a shirt. And I know for me personally, I talk about the series all the time. I was talking to Chris the other day, and I was sitting at work, doing my job. Probably shouldn't have been talking to Chris, but I was. And this lady that was sitting in listening comes over to me after I got off the phone, and she's like, I love racing. What do you do? Where is it? Where can I go watch it? I gave her all the stuff. She liked our Facebook page immediately. Said, I'm coming out. I have a kid. What can I do to get him in? By all means, bring him out. Let's, you know, message me on Facebook. We'll make it happen one way or the other. We'll get him in a cart. So it's just, you know, we all got to do our part on talking to racers. Or not racers, but talking to people. Get the fans to the races. You know, that's a huge impact for these clubs. If they could get 1,000 people come into the races to watch, I mean, financially it's a huge impact, and for the sport, it's going to be a huge impact to grow it as well. And that's what we need to do. We all need to work together to grow it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
No, we do. We do need to work together to grow the sport. You know, I mean, like, I talk to the shops quite often. I talk to Nevada Kart Sport, Greg Bell, Leading Edge, you know, Rodney Rivera at Nevada Kart Sport, you know, Don Durbin at Cambrian. I talk to them all the time to get some of their inputs, you know, because, you know, the shops need to have their input on how things are kind of going here in NorCal and you know, need to have their voices heard. And, you know, they're the ones that are bringing probably a third of our racers, you know, to the races. I mean, you have, you know, Cole Nelson, I mean, he's bringing 10, Rodney's bringing 10, you know, Greg Bell's bringing 3 to 5, you know, Don Durbin's bringing 3 to 5. And that's a lot of our racers right there. And for them, they need to be able to go back to their shop and sell the KPX to the people that are coming into their shops. And I think it's huge that we all need to work together with the shops and with the tracks.
Right. Big time. I think that's I don't know, man. I think KPX is going places. You know what I mean? I think you guys have just done a phenomenal job of, like Andy said, of just listening to everybody and going, okay, how can we do it better for you guys? You know? And bam, you guys do that. That's huge, you know. I don't know many people that, you know, really, you know, reach out to the people and do what the people want. Usually they have their own agenda, you know what I mean? And that's just it's a really, really good thing. I think the KPX is here to stay. I think you guys continue to grow. And, man, dude, you guys are just doing an awesome job. I'm stoked. Thanks for announcing all your stuff on our show, man. That's just awesome, too, giving us that you know, opportunity to be a part and help out what we can. You know, you guys are always been a good sponsor of the Hump Day with the Rail Show, and we're going to continue to support you and your outfit and all the clubs. And, you know, we've already got plans. Like Andy's talking, wherever the KPX is going, that's the races we want to hit, you know, before, you know, the KPX, so we can go get a little time at each track. So I think it's going to be an awesome year. I really do. I know I'm going to go faster.
Yep. Right.
Hey man, that's all we can hope for.
It's gonna be awesome. Hey, Terrell, we're gonna do some Hump Day Lives, right? From the track. I think Saturday nights, you know. I think we're just gonna start planning on it.
Every race we're gonna do that.
Every race. Sure. Right.
Yep. That was a lot of fun when we did that.
Right? Pony? You can
Terrell,
bring your pony?
I think we need to do some lives from some tested tunes and some promos that way as well. I think that people need to get themselves out there and let's go have some fun. By, you know what, the way do you get faster is to shorten the learning curve, and we want to help any way that we can and bring in some real experts that understand how to make things slightly better. I talked to the guys at Micron. They want to come down and help racers to better understand their equipment. It would be cool to see if we can maybe bring some chassis people out, and not talking about good tuners, but the people that are making these things and repping those things. I think that'd be a huge positive as well at these testing tunes.
Yeah. Right.
I know that Prairie City, they did a Micron thing last year, and I think it came out like 3 or 4 times. You know, because at one time they just went over this, and the next time they went over that, and then they went and implemented it. You know what I mean? And I think that, because it gets confusing. You know, push the button 4 times, over click one, and you know it's tough. It gets tough. So just a little bit of you know, getting taught what to do is going to go a long ways, man. It really is. That's awesome. And I think the live thing is awesome, too. I think we do that every time. If any of you guys want to do, let us know. We'll be there. I'll fire up the chopper.
Hey, can you...
We'll be there.
Exactly. Kenny, let's hit the dates one more time where we're going, because it's getting close to 9 o'clock, and I got some things I got to get done around the house before I got to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah, I got to work. I got
to
work on my website.
Kenny, I believe that you're working.
It's time to get the website updated.
All right.
Race 1, March 17th and 18th in Redding, California, or Shasta. Is that Shasta or Redding, Dan?
It's Shasta Car Club in Redding, California.
All right, there we go. Race number 2 is April 28th and 29th in Atwater, California. Race number 3 is June 16th and 17th in Prairie City. Race number 4 is July 21st and 22nd in Marina. We will get some ocean breeze. Race number 5, August 18th and 19th in Reno, Nevada. And we have our super regional September 8th and 9th in Fresno. Hopefully we can get the whole United States there to race that one.
Hey, that'll be
exactly.
Awesome. That's going to be a fun one. That's a fun track, too. I like Fresno.
Oh, and the bank
will put on a
13th.
Great show.
Buy your ticket. Buy your ticket.
Where do you buy the ticket, Darrell? Darrell, where do you buy the
Kenny.
Ticket?
You call Kenny.
No,
you say,
come on.
Kenny, I need my tickets. That's what
KPX
I do.
KPX registration. Come on, kpxregistration.com.
That made it simple. I bought a domain just to make it simple for you, Harrell. And I know we just had this Fecko guy. I don't know if anybody knows him. His last name is Fecko. Just went on there.
Yeah.
He's a multitasker. I didn't even know.
Oh, dude, why do you think he's our producer? He can triple the contact. Dude,
he's
a water guru. Huh?
Did he pay for you, Harrell?
No.
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 That's not part of the deal.
He's still waiting for clear. He's still waiting for
double the price.
Clear.
I already made
sure
he's in there.
For me.
Hey, as long as Panda Express is being served, he'll be fine.
I'll bring you a special order just for
I've been the producer for about 6 months, and no paycheck is cleared yet. So that's where we're
at. Whoa,
right
whoa. There's one coming. It's in the mail. Don't worry. Well,
Hey, now you know how we feel over at KPX, all
right,
buddy?
See, I just want you to feel their pain.
I heard you guys are making millions. I heard you were making millions over there.
I wish.
I borrowed their chopper for the news.
There you go. Hey, Andy, I'll leave you with this thought. Never expect too much from anybody, and you'll never be disappointed.
That's it. Hey, man, awesome having you guys on tonight. Awesome having you guys
Dead
on.
Dead by the legend himself.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey,
to
all of the KPX family and friends that we have made over time, from your friends up north, really a heartfelt Merry Christmas to you guys, and we'll hope that it's a healthy, happy and prosperous 2018. Best of luck to everybody, and be safe over the holidays.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Thanks,
Darrell, for having us.
Yeah,
thanks,
Harrell.
Thanks,
you
guys.
Anytime you guys can jump on the show, man. We'll make a special show for you even.
Whoa, wait a second. I called in one time. You never switched over to me.
Well,
yeah.
That's because my producer. Oh, I don't know. I don't know why.
Here we go.
I love you guys. You guys are awesome. You guys do a great job with this show. So,
nice work, boys. Hey, Andy and Harrell. I'll leave you with this one last thought, too. We put a deal together, Briggs and myself, over it for the Outlaw Dirt Racing Series. They will be running 206s for the first time ever there, and we're going to grow that program in Red Bluff, and it's going to be a whole bunch of fun. Cycle Land as well as is under the roof for dirt racing. So we might be opening up a new chapter for everybody if they want to come play on dirt.
Put me in a
seat.
Really
just like our regular cart?
They're winged cart, sprint cart, Outlaw Series. Look up QRC. And I was down there last Saturday helping doing a little bit of tweaking, and these guys are ready to rumble.
Hey, Dan,
can you send
my Burrell
and put the tires on and go
Dan,
race the Burrell?
Yeah. Dan, send the organizer our way. We'd love to have him on. Talk about
Let's talk about some of the things we're doing. They got an amazing series that's been going on over there for quite a while, and we can talk more about that. I don't want to take away from what KPX is doing, but we'll make that another show for another time.
Absolutely. Okay. Cool. Excellent. All right, guys.
Thanks, all.
Let's give it
sure
up.
I'm gonna chime out.
Yep, I got
all right,
too, guys.
Guys.
Hey, thank you, for everybody. Have a safe year, rest of the year, and have a good New Year.
All right. Talk to you guys soon. Thanks, Kenny.
Thanks, Terrell.
Uh-huh. Man. Awesome. I love having those guys on the show.
How did you feel when the verdict came in? They're awesome, right? I mean, those guys are...
How'd you feel when the verdict came in?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think those are good dates, huh? They got some good tracks. I got...
Yeah.
Only
really
five...
Good. Marina's going to be awesome. I mean, it is just... That's cool to have these tracks.
Right.
Yep. It's gonna be good.
For us, we need a junior two team. Well, we need.
Yeah. Yeah, I need one for my.
We got our master team.
Yep. Me, Rocky, you, and Baker, right?
That's gonna be the team. That's our team.
We
just finished. And then we got Becca.
We might finish.
How about Healy? Healy probably want to go.
He would.
They work good together, right? Maybe, who else? I don't know. Maybe Randolph would want to go. There's another good one.
Healy's not junior two. Healy's junior one still. But Randolph, or Owen Rule.
You know what? You don't have to have two guys.
Oh.
You know, if the kids wanted to do 2 hours each, they could do it. For an hour,
right,
hour, they
right.
could do it.
Right.
So
us masters though, we need like an 8-person team in masters.
Yeah, I was 18. You know, 20 minutes.
Right.
How much that? 20. That's 3 people an hour. We need 3, 6, 9. We need 12 people, and we'd be dialed.
A 12-person team.
12 people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we
right.
need.
That's only 20 minutes each, right?
Right. Or we get the four of us. And we race the first hour, and then we turn it over to the kids and let them race the last three.
I like that, because then we're 15 minutes each. It's even better.
Yeah. 15 minutes, and then we kick back and watch the kids.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Bring your layers. Bring the stuff to cut the wind, because it is cold there. It was freezing there last year. Woo, boy.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yep. Exactly.
But,
awesome, man.
Hey, you
Redding,
know what?
Redding's an awesome track to start with, right? I mean, great facility. March 17th, 18th in
sure.
Redding. Tons of parking. Great community. Easy to get to. The guys from Oregon and Washington have no excuse, right? They got to come down. If you're Oregon and Washington, you got to come down to that race, right?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And then?
Yeah, for sure.
And then Atwater. April 28th, 29th. I mean, you had fun there, right? Matt loved it. You had a good time there. I haven't raced there, but it looked fun.
It was way fun.
Right?
It really was. And then
good old PC in June. It won't be too hot yet, and Prairie City is always good. Darcy, right? They put on a fabulous race. I mean, we're doing a little helping out there this year on the four-stroke program to build it up, and having the race in June means that we've got from now until June to get people in the door and really start building the ranks so that when KPX shows up, there's going to be tons of kids and adults ready to race for KPX, Prairie City.
Right. Big things happening over there in PC this season. Big things. They're going to, they're going to have races after the races. We're going to have tricycle races. We're going to have low bike races. We're going to get everybody that doesn't go and race. He's going to get the race. Does that make
any
sense?
Exactly.
Right?
And, yeah, you know as well as I do that with as many track configurations and stuff that they have at Prairie City and the technical nature of that track, it's probably the best training facility all around in Northern California for the winter. The weather's good there.
Right.
and they got all these track configurations that the Keys put together, right?
I think they've got 5 or 6 different tracks, and they throughout the season they race the different configurations. They don't race the same configuration all season long.
Right, right.
All right, there's
full service,
there's 50-second lap
right?
times. There's 30. Yes, full service. Any part you need in there, and Darcy is already asking everybody, like, what parts you guys would want. If there's things that you guys want them to carry up there, you just let Darcy know, and she'll make sure they carry that stuff. You know,
right?
Very
exactly.
Open to that. She wants the input. You know,
right? Right.
They've got running
right.
water. They got running bathrooms for the ladies.
Yep.
There's no blue
yep.
houses there. You
nope.
know,
it's
so
awesome facility. And then
right,
Marina,
right.
I mean, Marina's going to be awesome in July. Man, July, you know, it sucks racing in July in the Valley. What do we have? 3 weekends in a row of 105 this July? We
I think it was 107 one weekend. 107, I think, one weekend. And that's the air temperature. Think of on the tarmac.
Right.
You know?
Right. So Monterey in July sounds real good, man. Real good.
Right.
I'm
it's right on
that.
The ocean. The ocean's right across the freeway. I mean, right across there.
Exactly. 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 And then you and I, one of our favorite tracks, right? Reno. I mean, come on. Who doesn't love Reno?
Right. Well, that's where our team's located, too. You know, that's home track for Nevada Kart Sport.
You ought to win that race, Rel. That's your race to lose
oh,
right now.
Oh, man. Man, dude, that's a tall order right there. I'm thinking I want to be in the top 10 at the end of the season at the KPX. I'd be happy. You
but
know?
You're running the alcohol motor this year. You're running the alcohol motor, right?
Oh, I wish. I wish. Then I'd smoke everybody. No, not everybody. I'd find a way to go faster
yeah.
than these two. That's why I'm building that motor, because
yeah.
I want to keep up with the kids. It's my kid cart. It's going on my kid cart. My kid
exactly.
cart's a full-size cart.
Exactly.
It has a fast motor on it. So,
and
but
then
hey, Fecko, I gotta
then,
run,
then.
Dude. I don't mean to cut
right.
it short, but I gotta cut, man. I gotta get back in here. I'm hanging out with my pops tonight. He's hanging out. He's not doing too good, but I just want to get back in there. I wanted to call in though, and man, thank you so much for taking over the show tonight. You're just awesome, you know, and we'll probably, you know, call it a short evening or something tonight because we have a special night for the KPX
yep.
anyways. So I want to thank all of our listeners, and, man, thank you guys all because without you guys, we don't have a radio show, you know. Me and Fecko just talk to each other, and man, that gets boring after a while, you know. So thanks to all you listeners. Thanks for always calling in. Thanks for supporting us. And 2018 is going to be big for the Hump Day with Harrell show. So we're going to do a lot of live stuff. We're going to have a lot more giveaways. We've got sponsors coming in that are going to give us stuff to give away. So keep staying tuned, man, because we're going to have a fun season this year. You know, I talked to our producer, and he said big things.
Right, right. He said that. He did say that. Yeah. Well, hey, man.
He did.
Go spend time with Pops, man. Our prayers and thoughts are with you, man. I hope he does all
right.
Right on, brother.
You're
all
the
right,
man, dude. I appreciate you. Appreciate all you guys. You guys have a good night, and we'll see you guys Monday. Get out to Prairie City this weekend.
All right, here
we're all
we go.
Going driving.
Thanks, everybody, all
right.
for tuning in. All right.
All right.
Go.
Shake for a shake. I'm throwing these Emirates in the sky. Spinning this awesome llama. Make them piece of M-O-N-E-Y. I love my beaches. South beaches. Surfboard and high tide. I can just roll up cause I'm swole up. So that birthday cake is a cobra. Bugatti for real. I'm Cobra. The autobiography rover. Got the key to my city. It's over. No stops. Only in the color Cobra. I said rackets. Wretched. Hold up.
I know you came here to see.
Down for
tens by limo zenith. My touch say it's the Midas. We the plus your man, the minus. My team blowing on that slam. Make you cough, cough, that's bronchitis. Put your hands up. It's a stick up, no more makeup. Get that ass on the floor, ladies. Put your lipstick up. Double entendre, double entendre. Why you hating? I get money, then I double up tundra.
I know who you came here to see. If you a freak, then you come out with me. And I know what you came here to do. Now bust it open, let me see you get loose. It's going down for real.
Down for it.